Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
It is an opportunity for people to maintain the direction of travel in the country or change that direction of travel. Josh Crosby, our reporter, has been out and about today since Simon Harris officially dissolved the Dáil and paid his visit to Michael D and Orson Lugdon, asking people what they would like to change.
Well, trying to live in Dublin is impossible, so I'd say housing or even hope of buying a house in the future and that kind of thing. I'd like to see a fresh take on it, see if there's any difference.
Housing.
Yeah, housing, probably a bit of sustainability. I know they're trying to do that, but we have a lot of things to do before 2030. Maybe a few more grants for people to EVs, heat pumps. We need that kind of stuff because it's not cheap to uptake in those low carbon technologies. And yeah, just cost of living. I think it's gotten a bit better, but still, like, living in Dublin, and we're working in Dublin. We're young professionals in Dublin. We shouldn't be struggling to live in Dublin as young professionals, I don't think anyway.
What are the issues that you want to see addressed?
That the people who buy houses don't have people getting houses free living next door to them. You know, you have scumbags. I was living in an apartment and the scumbag comes in and blew me. A drug addict. I was after buying my apartment. I had to get out. That's what I was told. The best thing to do is get out. Nothing about him getting out. Me get out. They were changed two or three times while I was there. One bad, the other worse.
The argument from the government's point of view, it encourages integration. And, you know, if people...
But it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. People are annoyed that you get a house beside me. I pay a big mortgage. They stay at home all day, do nothing.
So what would you like to see? Would it change a government?
I don't think so, because they're all on the same hem book.
Would you be voting independent, so?
Oh, most likely, yeah.
Crime, social welfare and abuse of same.
When you say crime, is it just when you come into the city what you see, or is it...
Yeah, crime generally, and the leniency of convictions and free legal aid is an industry for solicitors. It's an absolute disgrace what's going on.
So more severity, a tougher Department of Justice?
Tougher Department of Justice and less leniency on free legal aid. It's a disgrace. The other thing then is we're meant to be independent and half the country is still owned by British landlords. I'd like to see any of our Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil or Sinn Féin candidates or main parties addressing that issue. I think that's also a disgrace. Billions going out every year.
Would you like to see a change in government?
Oh yeah.
What are some of the issues that you want to see addressed?
Less homeless people on the streets. Yeah. And in places, like, there's too many places boarded up where they could be open for the homeless.
More affordable housing, more social housing.
And more help for autistic children as well.
Definitely the climate and, like, housing is a big issue because we're both students as well. Like, we're not from Dublin, so
we have to deal with the cost of living in Dublin, which is quite difficult given the price. So if that could, like, if there could be more student accommodation available.
Like, people always say that, like, the wind farms and stuff, that they're, like, not a nice view, but it's, like, just... more important in the long run to have stuff like that in place,
and
just renewable,
like,
energy.
Public transport as well is still like pretty bad.
Inflation going down, well, housing.
And when it comes to inflation, like, what are some of the bills that you've noticed in particular go up? What are you?
Pretty much everything: food, electricity, gas.
And do you want to see a change in government?
Well, if it's better, but it'll be more of the same, I think, no matter who is in power.
All right, the views of people on the street expressed to our own Josh Crosby. More social housing, according to some. Less social housing, it appears, according to others. 087 1400 106. If there's an issue you would like to see addressed more than anything else, do share, please. On the text line, Hugh O'Connell with me, political editor with the Sunday Times. Hugh, you know, when you ask any politician on a show like this whether they're looking forward to the campaign, they all have the same answer. Absolutely. We cannot wait to go out there and kind of put our proposition before the people of Ireland. Who will mean that, and who will be terrified of a general election campaign?
Well, I think all politicians enter a general election campaign with a degree of trepidation as to what lies ahead. I've actually spoken to a few politicians and kind of party strategists in recent weeks who are actually not really looking forward to this campaign because it's fraught with risk, you know, the risk of losing their seat, risk of losing power. So it's a time when, you know, you're never working as hard as you probably are, you know, in your political career, but you're also, you know, running the risk of being out of a job in a few short weeks' time. So you're kind of in a very vulnerable position. But in terms of kind of looking at the individual parties, I mean, there's no doubt that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, to a lesser extent, I guess, but still to some degree, are going into this campaign reasonably buoyant off the back of the local and European elections in June, and also what's been evidently a difficult time for the main opposition party, Sinn Féin. But equally, you know, Sinn Féin, they're pretty bullish. They feel they're through the worst of their internal crises that have played out very publicly over the last month or so. They're running 70 plus candidates. They're adding candidates in areas where they think they're in with a chance of a second or even a third seat. And they're hoping that, having spent the last few weeks talking about themselves, that they can then shift the narrative to talking about their policies. And that in a campaign where their message is very clear, change, no more Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, 100 years of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael is enough, and we have a solution to the housing crisis, that can punch through and that Sinn Féin can make the kind of Lazarus-like comeback that they did in 2020 after a disappointing local and European elections in 2019.
Is it easy at this point to suggest what the big issues of the campaign are going to be? There's often one that kind of creeps up and catches everybody by surprise, but I guess by its very nature, it's difficult in advance to know what that's going to be.
Yeah, the known unknowns, I guess. Look, we know that housing is going to be a big issue in this campaign. I think that's evidenced by one of the first TV debates on Monday being all about housing. We know that the cost of living is still a big issue for lots of households up and down the country. It's one of the reasons why the government was ploughing nearly €500 million into people's bank accounts this week through various bullet payments of allowances, you know, double child benefit as well, benefiting lots of parents up and down the country. The first electricity credit was applied, certainly to my electricity bill this week anyway, or this month rather. So that is one of the reasons why you know, the government is conscious of the cost of living as an issue. I think you're going to see the opposition major on the misspending of public money. I think that's a really toxic area for the government. I think it's problematic for the government because of the bike shed, the security hut, the modular homes that cost double what they should have cost. You know, there's all this money washing around the country, and People Before Profits, Richard Boyd Barrett, was talking about this earlier, and people can't understand why the government, you know, can't spend it effectively and can't spend it to solve issues like hospital waiting lists, like this, you know, access to disability services, all of these kind of really key issues that matter to voters, childcare places, all these, you know, school places, all these kinds of things. So I think those are the issues which we know are going to be prominent in the campaign. I think Fine Gael would like to have a campaign that's focused a little bit more on the economy and the economic credibility that they think that they have on, you know, protecting the public finances in recent years, spending where they feel they need to spend, but also putting away money. But, you know, Fianna Fáil would equally like to claim credit for that. It was a Fianna Fáil finance minister that set up the rainy day fund in the budget last year, for example. So, you know,
how harmonious is that relationship likely to be out in the campaign trail between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael? I don't think there's going to be much love lost between kind of the Green Party on the campaign trail and their coalition colleagues, but between the two big parties.
I think it's going to be, I don't think it's going to be very harmonious, if I'm quite honest. I mean, I think the first week or two of the campaign, you're going to have Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael tearing strips off each other because they're in the fight for seats and constituencies up and down the country. But I do think as we come into the closing week of the campaign, we may see a degree of alignment between the two parties as it starts to kind of settle down into, you know, well, who's going to be the next government and who, you know, what's the most likely outcome of this election? And I think there's a space as well for Labour and the Social Democrats to not only pitch themselves as an alternative to Sinn Féin, but potentially to pitch themselves as alternative coalition partners for Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. If that's the kind of mood of, or the direction of travel in this campaign, if it looks less likely that Sinn Féin will have that kind of Lazarus-like resurgence that I referred to earlier, and it's coming down to, well, it's going to be Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael, and we have to kind of avoid a situation where it's just them alone in government, that they need another party in there to put manners on them, then that's the space in which not only the Green Party may try to play in, but also Labour, Social Democrats, maybe maybe, you know, independence as well also come into the reckoning there as well. But that presumes that the trajectory that the polls would indicate at the moment, that it's going to be Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael kind of vying for government and Sinn Féin back to the opposition benches. I don't think we should rule out a Sinn Féin resurgence in this campaign. Mm. I also don't think we should rule out, Kieran, unfortunately, the possibility that this could be a very boring campaign, that stuff might not happen. There might not be an issue as yet unseen that arises that plunges a particular party or a particular politician or senior political figure into turmoil. It could just be pretty boring and go pretty much the way we expect it to right now. But look, right. I'm hoping that's not the case, and I'm sure you're not either.
I'm not. But listen, I suspect whatever way it goes over the next few weeks, we'll be talking again and again and again, Hugh. So thank you. Hugh O'Connell is the political editor with the Sunday Times. One of our listeners says, 1, derelict houses should not be allowed to exist. 2, build the Cork to Limerick motorway. 3, build the Galway bypass. 4, build a Lewis to the airport. 5, build a Supermax prison and fill it to the roof. 6, build a small nuclear plant. And 7, lift the airport cap. We are an island after all. Alan Dublin says, lads, cut the crap. The main topic is housing. The main reason housing is the main topic is that there are way too many immigrants entering the country. A block of apartments went up beside me. There's no locals in them. All I see coming in and out of those apartments are foreign nationals. So says Alan Dublin, and so says doing a lot of heavy lifting in that sentence, because I don't know what apartment block he is talking about. Somebody else points out, no cost of living crisis for the premature Christmas celebrators. Dead right. Dead right. Anyway, Ivan Yates and Sean Defoe are analysing the constituencies, each constituency in the upcoming election. They're going to be reviewing candidates, talking about the state of the parties, and predicting the winners and losers. Today is day one, calling it with Ivan Yates and Sean Defoe. If you have a look on the Go Loud app or the News Talk app powered by Go Loud, you'll find the detail of it and find the detail of your own constituency. I got a sneak preview of Carlo Kilkenny from Ivan earlier. I'll say no more.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.